Riggs. We're live right now here in the PG office. That's the post-game show, and I guess just maybe a little bit of a lapse in the second period. You were right there to claw your way back, but unfortunately just come up a little bit short. And I guess your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight.
Yeah, I didn't mind our start. I thought we caught up to the pace for sure. You know, they're a quick team, plays a lot off the rush for sure, and took us a period to kind of get into it there and had a little bit of a lapse. Unfortunately, a couple of screens in front of Rab by our own D-men, and you know, we're down a few too, but I really, you know, really like the pushback, but not the quit, and most of the play for the night. So they're a good team. They're a good team. They're fast, tons of skill. Obviously, our power play wasn't connecting tonight, which probably let us down, and normally that's kind of what keeps us in or wins us games, but yeah, like I said, I like the effort, the pushback at the end there, but just ran out of gas.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the pace, and that was evident. You could tell it right from the get-go, and I thought that, you know, the majority of your guys were, you know, right there matching it, and you know, for a team that's won 44 games and has had a tremendous year, you guys also have, and I thought right with them, if not better here tonight in a lot of parts of the game.
Yeah, we talked about it last night. Obviously, we knew coming into this trip that, you know, potentially this was going to be the toughest opponent. You know, they're ranked where they are for a reason. You look through their lineup, the depth they have, their D, their goaltending. They can all move the puck, and they can all wheel and deal and skate. So we knew we had to, you know, play our system, get on the forecheck, but, you know, ultimately, like I said, you run out of gas a little bit playing that way, and, you know, a long trip for sure. There's no excuses, but, you know, they're a great team for sure. So it's tough to end the road trip like this, but at the end of the day, you know, there's still lots of positives you can take away from this one.
Yeah, 5-3 on the road trip. I think you probably take that any day of the week, even though you might think you had points left up on the board. But when you look at this road trip as a whole, with the, you know, the kilometers logged and, you know, all those things that you put into perspective, I would assume probably, you know, keeping the glass half full, pretty successful road trip.
Yeah, going into it, I think any time, especially coming out here where, you know, unfamiliar territory for players, your whole game day routine's a little bit different. Different rinks, and yeah, you look at the road trip for sure. You sit back, obviously need a few minutes to digest it, but yeah, you're happy with, you know, going 5-3. It's a tough Eastern swing for sure, and, you know, the end of February, but yeah.
Yeah, Cooper Gazowski, another big night for him, right? That's back-to-back games where he scored twice. And, you know, you talk about pace. I thought he was one of the guys that I was impressed with, just keeping up to the pace and getting looks toward the goal. And, you know, maybe just some thoughts on him. He's got 30 goals now as a 20-year-old. And Mark just continues to find a terrific 20-year-old. And Cooper seems like he fits that mold.
Yeah, he adds a lot to the game in different elements. I mean, when he's moving his feet, he's very effective. His stick, he's really good with it. And pickpocketing guys, obviously everybody knows his shot. We see that almost nightly. But yeah, and he gets into guys. He's feisty. He's a pain in the butt to play against because he's always yapping and chirping and getting into you. And he's an emotional kid that likes hockey and wants to be here. So, it yeah, for his 30s, is that what you said?
Yeah, he's at 30
he's
now.
He's
at
30 now. And yeah, he's a big part of this team for sure. And yeah.
Yeah. Two more before I let you go. Carter Rigby joining us here in the postgame show, and we saw the goaltending change there in the second period. I thought, you know, just to try and switch up the momentum a little bit, Alex Levshin goes in there and is able to, I thought, do a great job making 12 saves. There were some couple chances where they had some good looks, but we know how good Josh is. He's tied for the league lead in wins and has done all these amazing things, but to have Alex there too, you know, as your second guy, like, that's got to be nice to have. But he's a guy that can be able to, whether he gets a start and plays a good game or comes in to stop the bleeding. It seems like, I don't know if utility is the right word for a goalie, but I guess just your thoughts on, obviously, your tandem, but Alex in particular.
Yeah, we talk about all the time about Rav, but we say it too. I think we got two of the best goalies in the league, and the tandem that we have is comfortable for coaches and for players, whoever's in the net's going to play. And you look at Levy coming in here at the end of it. You know, that's tough always coming off the bench like that, but it seems like every time he comes off the bench, he gives us everything. You know, he had a huge right pad save there early into the game for him, and you know, he's somebody for sure that when he's in the net, you know, his game has calmed down a lot since we first seen him here. And you've looked now in his last, I don't know, 7-8 starts or appearances in the net, it seems a lot more calmer. Rebounds are getting pushed to the corners, not trying to do too much with the puck, and it's nice to see Levy kind of coming into his own here. And it's nice that, you know, Taylor Dakers has done, you know, a lot of work with Levy, and It's huge to be able to have a 1A and 1B.
Yeah. Okay, last one before I let you go. It's got to be great to get home, hey? I mean, you got six games in a row here at home to, you know, really essentially cap off the regular season. You got two at the end against Victoria. But, boy, it must be great to get home and, you know, try and, you know, get some more points, clinch that playoff spot and, you know, try to secure home ice. Great opportunity here for the guys coming up.
Yeah, it's been 16 days. It's, yeah. You know, over half a month. It's a long one. And, I'm sure everybody needs to do some laundry and needs to have a nap in their own bed. But, you know, like you said, we got six at home here to keep kind of clawing away at things and seeing what we can do with the end of the season. You know, it's going to be a huge homestand for us, and all of us are excited to get back home to the CN for sure. You know, that's where we've talked about a lot. So our home record is starting to climb in the right direction. We got to use this and you know, motivation into playoffs. We're, you know, breaking things down into playoff series right now, and we're going back home now. We got to take advantage of it.
Appreciate it, Carter, as always.
Thanks, Cole.